So I guess it's been almost a year now since the ESMO meeting in the fall of 2017, where we really saw some spectacular adjuvant data. Can you go through where we are today in terms of adjuvant therapy of melanoma, particularly checkpoint inhibitors, but also obviously BRAF-positive disease and BRAF inhibitors, and how you go about approaching patients like this lady?
So we went from a situation where we had really ineffective adjuvant therapies for melanoma to now having two approved, what appear to be highly effective adjuvant options, immunotherapy and targeted therapy. So the first therapy that was approved was the CTLA-4 antibody ipilimumab, and in a randomized study against placebo, high-dose ipilimumab at 10 milligrams per kilogram was superior to placebo, and so it was approved a few years ago. But what was presented at ESMO in 2017 was a randomized study of nivolumab versus ipilimumab, and the results show that nivolumab resulted in superior outcome in terms of relapse-free survival. It's also much better tolerated, so it's a more effective therapy. It appears to be a more effective therapy as well as a better tolerated therapy. And this trial was done in patients with stage 3 and resected stage 4 melanoma, and it's now approved as adjuvant treatment option. And that one was also presented at ESMO 2017 was looking at adjuvant BRAF inhibition. And there was a trial presented that was stage 3 patients only, harboring BRAF mutations, randomized between dabrafenib-trametinib combination, a BRAF inhibitor plus a MEK inhibitor, compared to placebo. And patients who received dabrafenib-trametinib did better in terms of relapse-free survival and even overall survival compared to the placebo group. There was also a study that looked at single-agent BRAF inhibitor, vemurafenib, compared to placebo. And the results of that study were not statistically positive. And that study was driven more by looking at the highest risk group, the stage 3C patients. And there was a significant benefit in relapse-free survival at 1 year for those who received single-agent BRAF inhibitor. And I should say that the therapies were 1 year of targeted therapy. Once they stopped vemurafenib, within the next 12 months, those curves came together. So it appears that with single-agent vemurafenib, 1 year may not be enough of therapy. So based on the results of those data, nivolumab is now approved adjuvantly, as well as dabrafenib and trametinib.
What about nivolumab, ipilimumab in the adjuvant setting?
There are some studies that are being looked at with that. We don't have any of the data yet. That's going to be interesting to see. Certainly with standard dose ipilimumab, nivolumab, you do worry about toxicity, as that's a very toxic regimen. But if you can attenuate that dose and attenuate the toxicities, is it superior to PD-1 by itself? And the studies we'll see.
Any subsequent data that have come out in the adjuvant setting, either from those trials or other trials, particularly in terms of trying to identify which patients benefit from which therapies more?
Not a whole lot of additional data has come out, but I think the key to particularly the targeted therapy data, the dabrafenib and trametinib, for me, I think we need longer follow-up of that data to ensure that a year of therapy is enough, particularly in the highest risk group patients, those stage 3C patients, and probably stage 3B patients as well. The follow-up after the ESMO presentation was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and the follow-up was decent. I think it was about 3 years, 2.8 years. But I am interested to see if those curves do come together with longer follow-up. So is the targeted therapy just delaying relapse, or is it really preventing relapse in those higher risk patients? That's the one concern I have, and what I look forward to is seeing that longer follow-up data.